Yo, what up? And welcome to the Tailgate, an extension to a regular podcast where we get you hyped and ready for the game. I'm your host, Smarts, alongside the always angry Angel, his counterpart, Instigating George, and the man with some facts, Massa. This is the Tailgate. Good evening. How's it going, fellas?
No se agil, boludo.
What's up?
Angel awake? Angel might have fallen asleep. He's tired.
I'm just here, so I won't get fine. You know what? You know why I'm here.
Beast mode. All right, hey, boys.
Before we start, Rudy, how do you feel about Zeke, dog? Let us know.
Zeke is fine, baby. Listen, here's the thing, right? Zeke could miss up 6 weeks. Not even gonna.
Damn, we're really right? Going into this, huh?
He could miss up 6 weeks. But
yeah, I trade you, dog. I got so many good running backs.
I got enough running backs.
I got Tevin Coleman. I'm good. What's up, baby?
I'm good. I can wait 6 weeks, dog. Good thing our league is not 6 weeks long. I'm good. And I have a solid ass team that I don't need to trade. But besides that, this is a motherfucking tailgate. And today's one of those days where we don't have another game to cover. We don't got a lot of other bullshit to talk about. So, you know, even though we started a lot of bullshit, I'm gonna try to get you guys out of here quick, about 30 minutes. So let's get right into it. Coming off of a 3-3 result, you know what I mean? I think a lot of us, if you would have asked us before the game, if we would have got a point out of there, we would have been okay with. I'll stick with that. We got a point out of there, so currently in third place, going up against the, you know, a team who's right there competing with us for that playoff, for the home field advantage, the Seattle Sounders this week. A team who we just fucking recently dropped 2 points against. Is that fair to say? Can I say that? Can I say we dropped
against them? I think we won a point against them.
Nah, we dropped 2 points.
I think so.
All right, listen, that's the argument we have, right? We all know what happened that game. Stairs goes out with a record early. We had the advantage most of the game, and we let it go 8 minutes before the game ended, resulting in a draw, which keeps us at 1 win and 2 draws in the last 3 games. At 42 points, and Seattle Sounders at 43 points. Massa, talk to me about this, dog.
What you want to know? I got all the facts right here, dog, in my head.
what do you think, man? What do we look like against them in the last few encounters? Do you know?
It's looked pretty bad, actually. Couple draws. We got smashed on last season, 5-0. Y'all remember that?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That shit was horrible.
Yeah, that's a bad game. I remember that shit.
But I feel confident going into this one. I don't know. They just beat Portland, but
that's a rivalry game, though.
It's allegedly a rivalry, and you know what happens during rivalry games. Everything goes out the door.
Yep.
Wait, what's a rivalry?
Seattle, Portland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, everything goes out the fucking door for that game, too, I think. All right. Let's get right into it. Do we have anybody suspended on yellow card accumulation? Do we know that?
I don't believe so.
Right? No. We got Stairs back, too. Right? He served this game against LAFC. All right, let's go into lineups. What are you guys thinking for a lineup?
Repeat. Yeah. Levas.
All right, call it out.
I got David Bingham at the back, Shelvick at left back, Polenta and Pipo in the center, and then Rolf at right back. And then I got Jonah. Wait, is Jonah back from injury?
That's
a good question.
If he's back, I think,
on turf, though.
I think we would have heard.
Yeah, I guess you're right. So then Jonah and Legit, Fabio attacking, midfielder. And then on my wings, I got El Sevino Pavon and Tuna and Zlatan up top.
No Stairs, huh?
No Stairs.
I think that's my only change for me. I think my lineup is David Bingham at goal, Beeple and Stairs. Center backs. I think on the left we push back Polenta, and on the right we have Rolf. In the midfield, I put Legette and Jonah. In front of them, I put Fabio. To the right, I put Antuna. And to the left, I put Pavon. And up top, I have Zlatan.
Angel, what's your beef? You have any changes to any of those?
I'm going exactly last game, so what Masa said, because Steris always gets smoked by Morris.
Okay. That's interesting. I have a hard time not putting Steris back in there. I felt like our defense looked the best when Steris is in there. I think Polenta could slide out left and contain Morris if he needs to. Morris has been hitting us. We've been pushing the wings more often, and we'll get into that when we talk about the game, how the game goes. But I think I would like to see Steris back in the defensive lineup, just because I think I feel better when he's there. You know, and that's quote me on
that. I think we did touch on if GBS needed an exit from Steris. This is perfect. He got the red card, and then the defense that he wanted played well the last game. So
I'm not even going to that. Question: if Jonah is not good to go, who do you slide in there? Jonah.
He'll be fine.
Okay.
If
listen, just go with me, right? Let's see. Right. Let's see.
Have we? It's a podcast. And I'm curious. Have we seen anything anywhere to state otherwise?
No.
Or to give that indication? They didn't have their media today, right? They'll probably have it tomorrow since the game's on Sunday.
Yeah, because I didn't see anything today, and they usually get it Thursday mornings, but I didn't see it today.
Yeah, but, I think it's usually Thursday mornings with game on Saturday and Fridays with game on Sunday. Okay. I think that's how it works, yeah.
Okay, but again, go with me, right? Go with me. Let's speculate, and let's say Jonah is injured. If he is injured, does that change the lineup at all?
Well, if he is injured, I put Perry Kitchen in the midfield with Legette.
With Legette?
Yeah.
You, Masa?
I'm leaning towards Perry Kitchen, but it's a tough one. I thought I'd go with Perry Kitchen. Fuck it. I need someone with that presence in the midfield at all times. I think with Corona and Legette, we lose that presence that Corona brings.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got to go with Kitchen.
And you handicap Legette a little bit. I feel like Legette had more of a willingness to go forward the last few games. And I think if you pair him in there with Benny, you kind of handicap him into having him, you know, stay back, I feel.
Listen, well, I agree with all of you guys 100%, and I'm more on that Perry Kitchen boat as it is than I am on that Giovanni Corona. Just because we see Giovanni Corona more often than we do Perry Kitchen, when we tend to lean Perry Kitchen, and it's always kind of, not always, but more often than not, it tends to end up being Giovanni Corona, even Giovanni for most of the season over Legette. Mm-hmm. So if we're talking about no Jonah, then I put my money that he's going to go Legette and Giovanni again, just because of what we've seen throughout the season in terms of who his first choice is. First choice, obviously, not including Jonah, because that's, you know, obviously a no brainer. But if we're talking about Perry, Giovanni and Legette, he tends to, and even at Tos Carrasco for shits and giggles on that, he tends to go with Giovanni first. So just based on that, that's what I'm going to go with. Plus, is Kitchen even good to go?
Good question, right? Because he wasn't in the lineup last. He wasn't in the 18 last game.
He's the one that had the pelvic issue, right, or whatever it was.
Yeah, it's weird too. And you know what? To your argument, I think we've seen a lot of fucking a lot of Joe Benny because Kitch has been injured a lot this season. You know what I mean? We haven't been on a con
and it's
a lot.
Quiet injuries too. Like it's nothing that we hear about, and then we just don't see him in the 18. Exactly. I think Corona did a good showing in the League's Cup game that we played. So I could see that happening if Perry's out. But I do think that, to Masa's point, we do need a defensive presence there, and I don't think Joe or Legette is that presence.
Yeah, no, I agree. And again, right, it handicaps Legette. So hopefully we see Jonah, because the Jonah-Legette duo is really working, clicking for us in the midfield. So hope to see that.
See, but wait, hold on. To debunk that, though, you guys said that you guys need that defensive presence, or, you know, that Perry Kitchen. If we're talking about Legette and Jonah together, that's the same thing in terms of physique-wise, right? Or play style. It's the same thing as Joe Benny with Legette.
Yeah, but do you think you get that presence an enforcer in the midfielder type. With Benny and with
no, Benny but see, no, that's not what I'm saying. No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. Listen to me, because Jonah is Jonah. Obviously, no one can play the way he does, box to box. But if you guys are mentioning, a kitchen because of his physicality and his presence. That's fair, but if we're talking about play style, what we've been playing, why does Joe Benny not make?
I'm not talking about play style. I'm just talking about a presence. I feel like Corona and the Jet. I'm not worried about that midfield.
We're not putting in Perry Kitchen to do a Jonah box to box. I think we're
right. And the Jet's gonna plug into that.
Exactly, yeah. And that's why we have Perry drop back a little to be a little bit more defensive. What I'm saying is when Jonah's on the field, he covers both of those angles and he's able to do that. Perry Kitchen, I don't think he's going to be able to push up and connect with Legette as much as Jonah. Like you said, Jonah is Jonah, but we're talking about the presence and for me, more of an enforcer.
No, right? What I was referring to is the willingness to take on their defensive responsibility that Jonah does, right? Jonah is willing to sacrifice his attacking to make sure that the midfield is stable and he's there covering his defense. So with the inclusion of Kitchen, in my opinion, you can have him just do that and have, you know, Legit have more free roam and be able to continue doing what he's doing without having to sacrifice his game for a defensive end. That was why I was saying that. Not necessarily for anything else other than there's defensive responsibility that we would assume Kitchen will take over. You have want to rebuttal that or
no? I'm good. It's fine.
All right.
I mean, listen. I don't even think he might even be in the 18. But you know, since we were talking about it, the news are still not out, so it is what it is. Yeah.
No, I agree. All right. So we got the lineup. What are we doing? What do we have to do to go into Seattle, into a turf field, and get 3 points, right? Because now I think we're past the point where we want to get a tie. We want 3 points, right? We want to start eating up these Western Conference opponents to get 3 points and move up to the table and, like, definitely get in the top three positions in the West. What do we do to get that victory in Seattle this Sunday?
First of all, we definitely don't need a red card at the first 5 minutes of the game. I think stupid mistakes like that shouldn't be anywhere near our presence. And that has a lot to do with our defense. I think in the beginning of the games are a little slower and they could get caught on their back heel. So I think it doesn't change. Don't change anything. Don't fix anything that's not broken. I think we go out and we hit them in the mouth early.
How do we do that against Seattle? All right. We know they have, like I said, Morris could break out and hit us if we're not careful. Again, I'm going to say like I did a couple of weeks ago when we played them at home. In the midfield with the players that they have, they could cause us some trouble. Not to mention that Rui Diaz is looks like he's getting a hot streak going on at the right time because he scored two against Portland. He was the one that caused the red card for us against them. So he looks like he's heating up at the right moment. What do we do to break down that midfield, break down that defense, and get on them, Massa?
Personally, I don't know what their depth is right now, but I think we take a look at who was guarding Zlatan last game and expose that as well. Go back into the air because the guy who was guarding Zlatan was holding on to him the whole time. Put the ball in the air and let Zlatan do what he does.
Yeah, I agree. Massa, what you got to say?
I think we just got to play our game, dude. Against. Exactly the same way we played against Seattle the last time. Even though I know we were a man down, I still think we created chances. And, you know, just give the ball to Fabio. Let Fabio create, give the ball to Pavon, play our wings wide, and, you know, let Zlatan just kind of chill until we're basically in their last third, and then he could roam around, move around as much as he wants. Then I think if we control the middle, we straight and just play wide, play super wide. Have faith in your wingers.
Well, speaking of that, Angel, how do you feel Pavon's gonna do again on this turf, right? Because this is the first time.
Man, fuck that! I've been hearing people talk about, oh, you know, is going to be bouncing on him. All this bunch of shit. I mean, oh boy, fucking grew up in Argentina, played in fucking more fucked up fields as a kid. That shit's not going to phase him. Sure, okay, maybe the first 10 minutes, get accustomed to it. It's a turf field, whatever. He'll be fine. He'll be fine. And it's, I mean, I looked at the weather, because obviously I'm going to be out there for the game, and it's not going to rain, so it's not like the field's going to be wet. I mean, any more wet than the normal that they do, that they probably spray with their own water. So it's not supposed to be raining. So it's not like the ball is going to be skipping any faster. It's he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
What about?
Listen, I could agree to that. Oh. The fields in Argentina where I grew up are fucking rugged.
Stupid. There you go.
That's just trash, dog.
I thought you were from Germany.
German Argentinian. It's kind of the same thing. Y'all don't know. Listen, y'all don't know my people. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
What you mean? That's where we met. Yeah, playing in Barrio de Oelo. Yeah.
You're Uruguayo as fuck, dog. Everyone, whoever has not watched the Carlos Tevez, Angel's my Uruguayo. That's his bestie.
What about Zlatan on turf? Do we have any concerns on that?
No, he's already played on turf, though. So he already gets that shit.
He's had a year already on
turf. Zlatan played in Cincinnati, right?
Yep, he did.
Mm-hmm. Cincinnati probably has the worst turf I've ever seen in my life. So I think he'll be all right in Seattle.
So no excuses coming because of the pitch.
We shouldn't. Especially this late into the season where we've played them in multiple turf fields. What's your excuse?
Listen, and I'm not, this is not my opinion. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here. So I don't want you guys, you know, yapping at me. But I'm saying, though, we're in the thick of the season. We're towards the end of the season. There has to be some tired legs. We saw it against LAFC. The players tired out.
Listen, that would be fair, but we're talking about a 7-day rest period. These guys are going to be they're recovered. Fine. They're going to be fully recovered. They're going to be good to go. The only thing is, it's like a 3:30 kickoff time. So, you know, that's the only thing. If you want to be like, okay, well, it's not exactly, you know, 7 days because the game didn't start at 7:30 or whatever. But come on, listen, these guys they're professionals. They have everything that they need to recover. They have those boot thingies that are like $1,000 each. They'll be fine. They're fully going to be fully recovered. They're going to be good to go.
When it comes to the game,
I'm with Massa. I don't think that we have to change anything for that team. They have to adapt to us. I think, again, assuming that no one's injured, or at least, you know, assuming Jonah's not injured, right? Jonah's not injured, and we can plug in the same lineup that we did against LAFC. Same mentality. Come out, slap them around from the beginning. The difference is that, to me, Seattle's not the team that they used to be, at least several years ago, you know, where they were
that's last year.
Last year is because we were trash, not necessarily because they were that good. But point is, I mean, sure, they were good. But what I'm saying is that to me, I never thought of them as MLS contender. Right. That's what I'm saying. Some of their players to me are not with some of their players to be before. So it's not like I'm petrified, or if I think, you know, Jonah and Leggett are gonna be dealing with something crazy in the midfield. No, I'll take my two midfielders any day over their midfielders. So we come in and we put in, play our game out there. They'll be fine. So that's how I feel about it. Then you mentioned Rodillas. Listen, this is why I want to have both of my Central American and my South American as center midfield. I mean, center and center back role as opposed to Steris. Because Steris, as much as I like him, you know, being physical and shit, he's not. He's still a little bitch. He doesn't know how to bring that flair, that fucking attitude, that personality shit that you need to have against, you know, South American like Rodillas, right? Or you know, punk around a fucker like Jordan Morris. So again, reason why I want my people and I want my Polenta in that role and have Teletubby as Shovic just do his thing on the wing. That's how I feel about it.
I must say, I think this might be the first time you call Stairs a bitch this year. You know, just saying that.
It took him a while. That's
dope. Yeah, that's fine.
They might be the first time you call him that. All right, interesting. Listen, you mentioned it, right? I called the last game. I still see, because they play a similar formation as us, where they play 4-2-3-1. I still see Roldan, Loideiro, and Morris as a threat in the midfield, in the attacking midfield. Do they cause? Can they cause? Will they cause any trouble to us?
Can they cause? Yes. Will they? I don't believe so.
I think the only person we need to worry about is Loideiro. I'm not worried about Jordan Morris. He had a dip in form. And I'm not worried about Cristiano Roldan. I still think he's overrated. I don't even know why he gets called up to national team, but that's a different story. I'm not worried about them. Loledo, and that's it. Because if you stop Loledo, you stop distribution to the rest of the team. Like,
I think it. When it comes that's to worse, we just can't let him break out. I don't think we can't fuck up and then let him put the ball in front and try to get the speed. Because then that's the only way he causes problems. That's the only way he becomes relevant in this game. Other than that, I don't think he has the skills to go one-on-one with our defenders, unless it's in speed.
And so in your case, right, because you have you and I agree that we don't want to see Stairs back in there. And for pushing Polenta out there, Polenta would be the one matching up with him. Can't Polenta handle it?
No, I think it would be left.
Yeah. Oh, he plays in position where Veto is playing pretty much out wide.
I think then it's big on Stairs to understand who's on that side, and if that gets beat, I think he needs to be ready to step up. Like I said, you don't want him in a foot race. If he's in a foot race, that automatically means that we're losing that foot race. Polenta's not going to keep up with him. But I think if our center backs are behind it, as they should be the last ones in our defense line other than the goalie, I think Stairs should be ready to step up.
Interesting. Yeah. My concern is Morris a lot because of what we just talked about, the speed and being able to link up with Ruiz Diaz in those late runs. We've seen plenty of times how we get beat because we don't check who's on our shoulder, and they beat us to an incoming ball just because we're not aware of our surrounding. That's my only concern with them. And listen, I honestly think they'll come out with something to prove because they couldn't. I mean, they barely got a point away from us with 10 players with a 10-man team for 85 minutes. I think they'll come out, you know, with a little chip on their shoulder trying to prove something.
If anything, I feel it's more of a mental advantage for us, knowing that we did so well against them with 10 players.
You don't see how they could be extra confident because of that, or a little too confident because of that?
Us? No. Us. You're confident. You're us or them?
Us.
Oh no, us. Yeah, 100%. I don't think overconfident, but I think understanding. Okay, let's finish this off. I think it's foolish to think to take anyone overconfident.
As a matter of fact, to me, it's the other way around. I think, first of all, you tie at home, right? And you're a man down. Sure, it can feel like a moral victory because of the fact that you didn't lose at home with a man down 5 minutes into the game. Absolutely. I see all the positives around that. But you guys are going to tell me, just think of us, for example, right? And this is just our mentality. We're not even fucking professionals. If we just played a team 2 weeks ago, right, and I got a red card, and we still manage a way to play a good team, well, what seemed to be a good team, and we tie 2-2, but we know we're going to play this team again in 2 weeks with a full. So my house, we're going to come in, and we're going to show you how shit really would have been. You wouldn't have that mentality?
That's what Rudy's saying.
Yeah, I would.
Rudy asked about being overconfident.
The Galaxy being so here. I said two things. Right? I said I think Seattle will come out with a chip on their shoulder because they have something to prove, or they want to feel like they have something to prove because you know I mean they only got a tie with a 10-man team and they want to prove they're better than us. And I threw that out there saying, can the Galaxy be overconfident because they handle their own with 10 men in the field, right? Those are the two things that I threw out there. Or was it my two speculations?
Okay, that's fair. You know what I mean? Either way, that reinforces, though, the mentality. Yeah. So, yeah, if that's the case, I am with you 100%.
Yeah, and that's my only concern. But, again, this close to, I mean, we're legit into a final month and a week of regular season, right? Everything comes down to this month and the first weekend of October to determine the spots of the playoff, if we make the playoff, and how far up in the table we end up in. I think that's something that's getting drilled on them. You know what I mean? I think it started to be drilled on them. Like, hey, every game matters.
I hope so.
And I think we have to come out here and really, really make a statement on our intent for the rest of the year or how far we want to go up in the table this year.
We want to go all the way up.
And we could.
Well, we can't go all the way up.
Listen. right. I 100% agree. I think fucking Trash FC is gonna run away with the supporter shield. But second place right now doesn't sound bad right now.
That means we have home all the way up to Western Conference.
Yep. And the thing too is that the table again, right? I'm gonna bring that up again. Listen, right now we all know LAFC is in the first place by 19 points, right? So
that's it.
But Salt Lake is at second place with 43. Sounders tied for second with 43. Us in fourth with 42. Minnesota 42. Earthquakes with 41. And Dallas with 40. That's that right now is the playoff teams in the Western
Conference. Where's Portland at?
Portland is in eighth place with 37.
Okay.
So here it is, right? We beat Seattle and we jump over them with 45. They don't get no points this weekend. That means advantage us. Right? RSL's playing. Who's RSL? I'll tell you right now who RSL's playing this week. RSL's playing. I'll tell you right now. RSL's playing Timbers. Timbers in a situation where they need to win. And Timbers are at home. Game. Right?
So I might tune into that.
Listen, if Portland could get a result and we get a result, that means we have two teams in one and second place. And again, ball on our court, right? Because we have to play RSL. So that means we beat them and that's a margin of five points that we could maintain. It's tight, man. It's tight. It's the end of the season. We need to take all the points as possible. With that being said, let's get in predictions. Mm. Who wants to go first?
Not me.
I'll go first because I'm going to be up there.
Go for it.
2-0 Galaxy win.
2-0 clean sheet, mm-hmm. boys. Away.
Yep. Away. I usually don't claim, you know, stuff like this away from home, but my confidence level is legit right now.
I like it. I like that energy, baby. I like.
Yeah. Now you listen. That's enough. Half asleep right now. So, but and you guys know me. I'm probably the most pessimistic and the most terrible one out of all of us. But yeah, we're gonna get a W out there. 2-0.
I like guaranteed. It. Mm-hmm. I hope so. What's up?
I got.
Actually, yeah, no, before you go, who scores for you, Angel?
Yeah, so David Bingham on goal, but VAR is going to call it back. So no goal. And goals, listen to that. I want to say the two Argentine brothers. Not brothers, but, you know, yeah. At this point, it kind of feels like that.
George and Massa?
Okay. Exactly.
Che, boludo.
When, yeah.
No sahil, Angelito.
I'm gonna just, you know, I'm gonna just say both them to Zlatan, but each one by one and five will get yes, their own assist, or at least contribute in some way to the two goals.
They get a hockey assist at least,
or you know, PKs, you know, something like that. You know, concede the PK, win the PK, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm. That's dope.
All right,
they don't do hockey assists in the MLS.
Oh, Masa gonna get mad real quick, but chill.
Masa.
chill.
I got 3-1 Galaxy. Well, since Angel killed and said David Bingham on goal, I was gonna do it and back him up, but David Bingham on goal.
Who scores for you?
Pavon 2, Zlatan 1.
Okay. Hey, Masa, what you got? You're seeing some time.
Boy, 4-0 Galaxy.
Ooh. Keep that energy. What's up? Let me know who scores for you.
I'm going to spread this shit out. El pibe Pavón. El pibe Fabio. El Dios Zlatan.
El pibe Zlatan.
El Antunation gets one.
Ooh.
This game.
Okay.
Nice. I like okay. that.
I'm going to go with the same result as George. 3-1 victory. And all three goals going to Zlatan. My man wants. Listen, he has. Oh my God, what was it? Was it five goals in a week or something like that? Right, four goals in a week, something like that.
Six goals in 11 days,
something like that. Right. Listen, he's in a tear right now. He wants to be on them heels. He's definitely breaking Pescaito's record for the Galaxy. And I think,
hey, chill out, dog. Hey,
yeah, I'm okay with that, man. I'm okay with that. And he's gonna get three goals and make it real tight in the golden boot race.
Golden boot.
Yep. So
he did say he wanted it.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the season.
I'm gonna say he's gonna score three. I'm gonna say hat trick Zlatan. hat trick and assist for Pavon. How about that? How about that?
Fuck with that.
How about that?
All right, boys. Let's hope our...
Hey, hold up.
What's up?
Are we closing out?
Not before ACB plugs.
I'm trying to go to sleep. Actually, I need to go get some cereal first. Cause...
But you got to do plugs for me, baby. You didn't do them on Monday, so you got to do plugs for me.
My God. ACB so annoying.
Hey, Rob said to send the tickets. Yeah. I wanted to apologize.
That's part of the plug.
I wanted to apologize, though. Well, you should have done it. Hey, you fucking piece of shit.
Let's do plugs, and then you can apologize to the plugs. AJ, you want to do a tune?
ACB plugs.
Oh, these are the ACB plugs.
ACB plugs. ACB plugs.
Brought to you by Mocheezy and then White Claw.
No, this is... Oh, yeah, this is White Claw, huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we are sponsored by White Claw today. You're right as fuck.
There's the energy. Look at that.
There you go. Yeah, look at that shit. Alcohol. There you go. Fuck. Might as well start drinking right now for tomorrow and the weekend.
Fucking White Claw's bad. All
right. So, just so you guys are aware, next Tuesday coming up, I'm going to go hard on some, you know, diet bullshit type of thing. So I'm going to take advantage this weekend. Except that I say that right now, but then I forgot that in 2 weeks I have my company thing in Vegas. Shit, so never mind.
All right. So none of this is easy plugs. These are not easy plugs.
Huh?
These are not easy plugs. Oh, wait.
Hold on, George is saying something. Yeah, yeah. What friend?
I want to know about Vegas. I heard Vegas.
Oh, yeah. So, all right. So, on the 15th, my company has the like our...
Is this ACB plugs or what the
no,
fuck?
No, it's not. It's not ACB plugs.
It's Angels City Brigade. And George is asking a question. Point is, we have our national conference. We have our national conference every 2 years, and this one is going to be in Vegas. Everyone from my company is going to get like all the offices. But yeah,
hire me in Vegas. Okay.
Huh?
I could be there in 15. Hire me, so, and then I'll quit right
you
after.
You know, you probably. Yeah, I got you. If anyone wants to go to Vegas that weekend and I go to the Galaxy game, hit me up. I will get everybody a job. Can't confirm or deny that though. No, but seriously, fine. Seriously, because we're just getting mad. Please. ACB plugs. ACB plugs. First one. So our G2. They play on Saturday against Sacramento Republic at 7 p.m. If you guys can't make it. Please shoot us your tickets, whether it's to me, to Rudy, to Masa, one of us. We'll make sure we get them over to Little Rob or, you know, the ACB account, because a lot of people want to make it out to the game. Shout out to a bunch of you. I've had at least, you know, 5 people send me their tickets already. Just I think on last week I sent Rob, I think, about 12, 13 of them. So shout out to all you guys. Keep sending them. We really appreciate it. Keep sending them. Again, Sacramento, it's like their big game. So they usually tend to come down like a bus or two. So, you know, we want to give our babies some love for that game.
And if you can make it, get out there. You know, if you can make
absolutely.
It, get out there, too.
Yeah,
you know
please,
what I mean?
Please. Yeah, if you one can,
or
absolutely.
Two. One or two. If you can make it, get out there, support a baby G's. And if you can't, send us the tickets to somebody who wants to support them can show up. We appreciate
absolutely.
You.
Yeah, definitely. And then, obviously, Sunday's the game. I think kickoff is scheduled for 3:30, right?
I'd say right now.
3:30, but it means like 3:45.
So. Something like that, yeah. So there, as of right now, there's 13 viewing parties. So shout out to our boy Bruce. He's actually working on the other graphic because they found out about one viewing party after we had shared on all socials. The only one that's missing on all right now is right now on socials, the one at Temecula. But that information will be up either later tonight or, well, actually, by the time this is out, it's already going to be out there. So viewing parties, 13 of them, all the way up from Bakersfield, all the way down to San Diego. Find one close to you. The game is on Sunday. There's nothing to do on Monday. Well, obviously, it's a 3-day weekend, so you don't have to go to work, you know, unless you work on Monday. I'm not sorry. But still, make it out. Listen, I can't confirm tonight that Pescador is about to be fucking wild again. There's something about ACB people and Pescador. And shout out to Gus, because he's having another viewing party for us at Pescador on Sunday with no work the next day. So, make it out to one of these viewing parties. Again, it's going to be 13 total across the Southern California, well, Central to Southern California area. I know I had a few people ask about Vegas, so still not a confirm just because I know some of the people that have put together the Vegas viewing parties are not going to be in town because same thing, a long weekend, so they, you know, tend to go out and do stuff. So if we can confirm it, you're getting the same thing. You'll see it on the socials. So as of right now, I think that's pretty much it. We missing anything else already?
What's the Seattle meet? Are we talking about that?
Yeah, for sure. Actually, might as well. The name of the place is here. No, I'll actually share all the information now. I had texted to you earlier. There we go. So it's at is it either Fado's or Fado's Irish Pub? Mm-hmm. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sunday. So basically, as long as you get, you know, wake up, have the breakfast there. We'll post up the information on the ACB socials, and obviously Straight From The Stands, we'll retweet it from there, so you'll find it. It's all going to be on the socials. So again, the name of the place is Fado's Irish Pub, or Fado's Irish Pub, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Again, all this information, viewing parties, and pregame location in Seattle. If you're there, I will be there. So if you guys want to take pictures with me, you know, want me to sign autographs and stuff like that, you know, let me know. I will have a table set up, you know, and all that stuff. And then if you want me to, you know, say lines from George, I'll take shots for George. I'm not gonna do that. None of that. I'll be there. Just give me some love, you know, and I'll give all you guys some love on behalf of Straight From The Stats. So get at us. And I think that's it, right, Rudy?
I believe so.
Yeah.
And with that being said, this is another episode of The Tailgate. I'm your boy Rudy, and I'm Smarts on Twitch. I'm Smarts on Twitter. I'm Smarts on the Gram.
I want to start off by apologizing. Monday was a little rough, y'all. I didn't know what happened. I haven't heard the episode. People have told me that it's one of the worst episodes as they've ever heard in their lives. We had negative response from it. I also want to apologize to Angel. I heard that I gave him a verbal attack that I don't remember.
You did?
I don't know. But this is what I've heard.
This is us every single day, so yeah. I just...
Well, he did it publicly. That's the problem. That's the only thing.
Yeah. I apologize. I don't know what's happened to me, but I'm a changed man. I'm all about fitness now. I'm drinking water today. With that being said, follow me, Jan Defeated 7. Never buy me tequila ever in your life again.
So as you guys heard, George hurt my feelings. So reach out to me. Check in on me. Find out how I'm doing. If my feelings are still hurt, at live at AF96 on Twitter, at ADF3691 on Instagram. Feel free to DM me, slide into my DMs. Ask me about my feelings. Ask me about feelings. I'm hurt. I'm really hurt. Masa.
Sign us out, baby.
Peace, love, and G's up.
Peace.